right. That was Black Country Communion with The Outsider from Black Country Communion 2. One of our regular listeners, Cheryl Currens, she loves Joe Bonamassa, and she was a little, got here later than his songs in Serious Guitar Time, so I thought, I'd, in case she's still listening, I'd throw in one more for her with Joe with Black Country Communion. And what else did we hear? We heard, something brand new from Tyler Bryant and the Shakedown. That was Don't Mind the Blood from his self-titled album that just came out recently. He's a really terrific young guitarist. I forget how old he is, in his 20s, I believe, and he's really good. And before that, you heard Led Zeppelin with You Shook Me, from that BBC Sessions disc. And everyone always enjoys hearing some Zeppelin. Not all the time, but, you know, it's cool to hear. Anyway, it's 4 o'clock now, so I'm about ready to get out of here. You're listening to WMFO in Medford, Mass, 91.5 on the dial for those of you who still use actual radios, and WMFO.org online. My name is Marion Farrow, and you've been listening to Rock Under the Radar for the last 2 hours. I'll be back again next week at 2 p.m. on Monday. I might just have 1 hour next week, but I will be here anyway playing you some good music. And I hope you're back with me. I also do shows on, I have my show on WCAC Tuesday nights at 6 p.m. and Mark Skin Radio on Thursday nights at 10 p.m., 10 to midnight for you night owls. So anyway, be back here next week at 2 p.m. on Monday. So hope to see you guys back then. And in the meantime, keep your ears open for good music that's under the radar. See you later. Thank you.
heavy playlist that I have for you today. So first we're going to enjoy whatever this piano music is.
Thank you. my star. Well, this world is a cold one, but it takes one to know one, and God only knows what you are. Just some Portland white trash. You confronted your sorrow like there was no tomorrow, while the rest of the world only laughed. Triple X alone high. A delightful disaster. You jumped farther and faster. So full of surprises. Are your laces untied? What's the frown on your face for? And just what are the skates for now? Tell me which is your good side.
December 15th, 4:16 p.m., and you're listening to Sweet Corn, the first episode since the start of the new year. We played Ode to My Family by the Cranberries, and then after that, Tanya Harding in E-flat major by Sufjan Stevens, which I think sets the mood for what we'll be listening to today. Some of you may have heard that Dolores O'Riordan, the lead singer of the Cranberries, passed away today. So we'll be listening to a lot of her music in order to eulogize her a little bit. I'm still not sure how she died, but she did cancel a bunch of tour dates in the fall due to problems with her back. So I'm wondering if it has something to do with that. In any case, a great oeuvre on the part of the cranberries, so we'll definitely listen to some of that. And then Sufjan Stevens' double single that he put out about Tanya Harding, with two versions, one in D major and one in E flat major. And for some reason, people seem to like the E flat major version better. I'm actually impartial. I think E flat major maybe captures the mood of what he's talking about better, but I think, I don't know. D major is really nice and simple and has sort of, I feel more of a balance to it when I think about how D major looks. Is it key? Certainly more balanced. So we'll talk about some other things as we get back. First, I'm going to put on a deep track from Dear Nora.
I do.
up your hands and accept that this has ended. Nothing in this world is holier than friendship. That was Broken Necks by I don't know how to say it. Their band name is just an O with an accent on it. So, that can be the band name. And then Please Be Mine by Molly Birch, whose music I've really been liking. You have to be careful, because if you listen to it when you're tired, you will fall asleep. But I don't know. It's sort of like Angel Olsen, but when you're like done crying violently and need to just like weep a little bit, really good for that. It's always good to prepare yourself for the different stages of crying. Also, in the, maybe not the news lately, I don't know, I don't read the news. The Google Arts and Culture thing that you can see what painting you look like, I'm convinced it is a full and total scam, because of my face and the way it looks, I look like a lot of paintings from Europe, which isn't that hard to do as a white girl, but I look especially like paintings from the Renaissance and the early Baroque era. And they told me that I looked like paintings that don't look like me, and said that I looked like all these old, like, ugly old Dutch women. And I am, first of all, mad, and second of all, convinced it's a scam, because I look exactly like Girl with a Pearl Earring by Vermeer. I don't need to even be told that by an app. I just know it already, so I wanted to test it and see if they're legit or not. And they're certainly just collecting pictures of our faces to use for the upcoming cyber war. So, we're all screwed if you used that app. Google, this is a call-out post. First of all, you didn't even put any effort into this. I know what paintings I look like, and you are wrong. And also, you're collecting all of our data. All right, we're halfway through the show. I am going to play more songs by the Cranberries. It's too early to play the song Zombie, so I won't. It was maybe even too early to make that joke. So we're going to play Dreams, which is maybe an obvious choice, but it is a nothing if not a classic. Japanese Breakfast for a spell would play covers of this at her live shows. And I think that is the closest I have ever come to feeling like I have entered the sublime, was when she covered that. But it was in Vienna, Austria, and my friend and I were the only people in the crowd who, I guess, knew that song or had listened to the Cranberries. Austria was not in touch with Irish power ballads in the 90s, so sad for them, great for me, because I knew it. So... We're going to listen to Dreams and then talk more. If you have any commentary, please call me, and hopefully I can answer the phone at 855-915-9636 or 781-350-3264. And then I can hopefully answer the phone. But sometimes I'm not very good at it, because it's not like a normal phone here. You can't just pick it up and talk. You have to press a bunch of buttons, and it's kind of hard.
Thank you.
Thank you.
gonna kiss your undressed chest when I'm gone.